Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are, today we're going to be joined by somebody who's never, I've never done anything with him. I've done plenty of stuff with his company. I'm very pleased to have them as a sponsor. But he is joining me for the first time. His name is, he is the marketing director, among other things, at a very venerable company, a company that I have coveted since 1985. And that would be CZ USA. Joining us now is Jason Morton. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm glad to be here, even if it is the first time.
Well, you know, it's the first time, but it doesn't have to be the last time. So, anyway. 2020. Rough year, huh?
Yeah, you could say that. It's definitely a bit different, especially from our perspective on the manufacturing side. It created some challenges, brought us some things we hadn't had to deal with before, and then maybe magnified some problems that we'd seen before as well.
Now, at SHOT Show 2020, you guys had a couple of guns coming out and everything. Did you have any? Yeah, the Dan Wesson DWX, which was a big splash. Everybody was looking forward to that gun. Did you have any ideas about how bad it was going to be, supply and demand, in January?
No. No clue that that things would change the way they did and so quickly. And, in the case of the DWX, it was one of the things that we were, the most excited about and looking forward to shipping out. And unfortunately, it was delayed, and there was a, more than one reason for that. But the coronavirus situation definitely hurt us. In hindsight, you look back and you see all the things, that it has affected, and you could say, well, it would have been a miracle if anything did happen the way it was planned, in 2020. But, for us, it was a matter of, our plant being in New York and New York being impacted differently than other states because of, the density of population in different areas, and then the politics, of New York also, impacted how manufacturers and what were considered non-essential industries. We had shutdowns that were mandated. Some of our suppliers, were in New York as well. And even today, there's still gaps in the supply chain with raw materials. Raw materials are just getting harder to find. I saw a news article just last week that talked about two different ammo manufacturers having to do a mid-year, across-the-board price increase just because raw materials prices were going up, and that has to do with, I'm sure that's because, they're just not as available as they were because of the interruptions that we've had.
What has that done as far as your R&D? Because you guys were, CZ's always taking something another step or combining this or doing that or.
Well, we're still working hard on that. Fortunately, it hasn't had, you know, a significant impact on the R&D activities that it has on the pure manufacturing. And maybe because we've had this time, you know, of a pause, a forced pause, but it's possible that we're coming out with better products because of that, because we've had more time to spend on the development of it than we normally would. You know, everything's always vetted to a certain extent, but I think in this case, and especially in the case of the DWX, you know, we ended up finding, you know, a few places for improvement that maybe we wouldn't have found before, you know, production was launched. So, you know, hey, maybe it's a silver lining. I guess that's the only way we can look at it, is that, you know, because if you look at everything from a negative perspective, that's not going to do you any good either.
Now, when I look at the DWX, and I'll tell you what fascinates me about the gun, is it looks like Dan Wesson had a date with the CZ Shadow 2.
Well, I mean, I started out, you know, shooting competition with a 1911, and I ended up switching over to the CZ platform. But the ergonomics of the CZ platform, as far as I'm concerned, just knock the socks off of everything else out there. It's always been, you know, the most natural pointing gun I've ever picked up. And, you know, you start with the 75 on that, and then everything since the 75 has used that same basic ergonomics, that same, you know, grip angle. There's been, you know, little tweaks here and there and improvements, but it's all based on the same thing. And I think when you take that grip angle, you take those ergonomics, you know, from the CZ platform, and then you apply it to the 1911. It's such a great system overall, but it also gives you that wonderful single action trigger that, you know, the custom gunsmiths and top end manufacturers have been, you know, putting in their guns for, well, gosh, since they started customizing the military models.
Right.
It's just a winning combination. I mean, you take a look at the USPSA divisions, you know, that use the single action guns, and the 1911s just dominate, and they do it for a reason. So if we're able to upgrade that system, you know, that platform to better ergonomics, it's a win-win. I don't see how you can go wrong there.
Yeah, I've been wondering if the Shadow 2 would evolve into a single action gun, just because when I had one here, it felt like an evolution would. Like if I'd been asleep for 50 years and I woke up and they were like, oh yeah, 1911, here you go, buddy.
I don't know if it's a Shadow 2 evolving or it's the 1911 evolving, but I think it's a good marriage here. I think it really is. I think we're going to see, you know, big movements in that, especially in that competition category. I mean, the benefits that are created, you know, by this are going to go far beyond the competition arena. In fact, I think that the first one that we'll see shipping out is the compact model. So more of a concealed carry, personal defense, you know, handgun. But I think, like, just there, you know, we're gonna see lots of positive change, you know, come into multiple categories because of this combination.
Well, it's definitely a good combination. I have not yet found a Dan Wesson 1911 I don't like. I'm willing to look, but I haven't found one of those I don't like. As a matter of fact, I'm very hard pressed to find a gun as good as a TCP for the money. The TCP, you know, is a very, very good gun.
It's that custom quality, you know, that we do. We do them, and they really are done in small batches. We don't have models where we just turn out thousands and thousands of them. You know, each one of our models, we have a lot of variety. There's a lot of, specific things that people want. We try and put into individual models, and we make quite a few different, you know, variants. But they're done in small batches.
There you go. Hang on for me. Talking to Jason Morton. He is the marketing director at CZ USA. CZ is a brand that thinking people carry. I know, because I carry them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Jason Morton from CZUSA. We were just talking about the way a particular gun had morphed and such, but let's go to the P10.
Sure.
Now, one thing that I point out to anybody out there that when they want to start talking about this or that, Glock killer, all this other nonsense, is that you guys make a full suite of weapons. You make hunting weapons, you make over and under shotguns, side-by-side shotguns, pump-action shotguns, rifles, long-range rifles. You make a full suite of weapons to include handguns, yeah?
Sure.
And yet... And this is my contention, and I'm sticking to it. If you guys had had the P10C out in 1985, there would be nobody talking about Glock today.
Well, that may or may not be the case, but I would say that Glock was definitely the pioneer in that category. They deserve a lot of credit for that, no question about it.
Absolutely, but I mean, there was a lot of things about him, though. Glock was, it also created the little cottage industry of the Gucci Glock.
Sure.
And everything that you get with a Gucci Glock, like textured grip and serrations on the front end and balance and, you know, a little more of a beaver tail coming over your hand and all these other things and a big, big, big trigger guard. All these things mated with the low bore axis with the slide rails inside the frame, which is unique to CZ's design. You guys did that with, right out of the box, it came out with everything anybody would modify on a Glock.
Well, I appreciate that. I think that we, you know, came out with a gun that really didn't leave anything to be desired there. It's, in my opinion, you know, best of category. You know, we have quite a few of those in the lineup, but I think the P10, as far as a, you know, a striker fired, you know, service or duty type handgun, there's not really any need to go out there and you know, spend a bunch of money on modifications. Now, if you want to make it a different color or have your initials in stippling in the grip or whatever, that's fine. But I think function-wise, you know, it's good right out of the box.
I would go so far as to say the P10F is the best striker-fired pistol I've ever fired. Stock, out of the box, has the best trigger, has the best recoil impulse, best recoil management. I know other people think that, too.
I think the trigger, you know, for sure is the best in category, you know, for a striker fired design. And that's one of the reasons that people really, when it first launched, you know, that there's not a lot of reasons to look at yet another, you know, striker fired pistol, because there are a bunch of them out there. But, you know, the trigger is what made people, and especially, you know, the reviewers, the early people that got their hands on them, that's what made them stop and say, you know, this deserves a little more attention, because it, you know, most of the people that reviewed it and that, you know, we're still doing it, are saying this is the best striker fired trigger out there, and I believe that it still is.
Now, I see some of the other guns that are out there that have gone striker fired. They're making inroads within law enforcement. Is CZ being adopted by anybody?
They are. We're making progress. You know, a lot of them are smaller departments, lots of sheriff's departments, lots of campus police, things like that. It's a tough road to hoe when it comes to law enforcement contracts, because they are super competitive, to the point where, you know, the ones that are you're really wanting to go after, there's not money to be made after it. It's almost you know, a marketing.
A loss
exercise.
Leader, isn't it? Yeah,
it is. And there's a reason for that. I mean, those those contracts, you know, they go through, you know, significant testing. You know, any of the guns that are adopted by, you know, these major police departments, you know, are going to be good guns. And that's what we really expect. I mean, we're not going to put a gun out there that's, you know, not going to be reliable, that's not going to be durable, it's not going to be safe. But where we're able to differentiate ourselves, you know, all of them are going to be that way. But it's kind of like driving a car. Is it going to get you to work, or are you going to be able to enjoy doing it? You know, enjoy being seen with it. You know, you have that great trigger. You have those CZ ergonomics. You know, those ergonomics we were talking about a few minutes ago, in the 75, they translate, you know, just as well to the striker-fired platform. And when you pick the gun up, you know, you point it, and the sights are exactly where you expect them to be, just based on your natural point of aim. And that's one of the biggest things about the CZ ergonomics, that just, you know, you really have to just put one in your hands, bring it up, and see, you know, compare it to the other guns on the shelf. You know, are they doing that? And, you know, I don't think they're going to do it as well. You're not going to be right on like you are with the CZ.
Now, the other thing you did was, especially in your polymer guns, the PO7 series, 09, the P10s, you made all of those magazines interchangeable. And they work with it. So that way, if I get a P10 and I go to a store and they've got magazines for PO7, I can get those and know they're going to work.
Well, yeah, the you got to follow the timeline, right? So they're backwards compatible. So the P10 magazines are going to work in your PO9 and PO7. Now, if you take one of the earlier generations of the PO7 magazines, you know, they're missing a notch for the mag release on the P10. So while technically they'd function, they'd probably drop out on you.
Right. But, I mean, you guys have looked at that, and you've had enough forward-looking things. And we've just been talking about handguns. We got so much other stuff to cover in the rest of this hour that it's something to behold. You hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. For those of you who have never tried a CZ pistol, you don't know what you have missed, and you don't know what you're missing. I know you think that there's this kind of gun and that kind of gun out there. CZ is a very quiet brand that is so competent that it leads you to almost being arrogant when you pull this into your hand and start pulling the trigger, running the gun. It is truly, especially the P10. The P10 series is, that changed my mind on every striker-fired gun. To a degree, that I'll explain what I did shortly when we get back. Talking to Jason Morton from CZ USA, this is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the Department of Energy is working closely with Colonial about the pipeline that was shut down after a cyber attack.
The Department of Energy is working directly with Colonial to get the pipelines back online and operating at full capacity.
Speaking at the White House, Biden noting the FBI has labeled it a criminal ransomware attack. The pipeline supplies fuel for much of the eastern part of the U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says supply chain issues are a significant worry when it comes to the country's economic recovery. Raimondo specifically mentioning the semiconductor industry, which she says the country has allowed to fall behind in recent decades. A barrage of rockets is being fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Defense Forces saying the rockets are being fired at Jerusalem from Palestinian terrorists. USA Radio News. The price of gasoline is up 6 cents a gallon this week, and it's expected to increase over the next several days due to that cyber attack I mentioned earlier in my newscast. The Colonial Pipeline supplies 45% of the gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Trubby Lundberg is a petroleum analyst.
No one knows the duration that this cyber attack may cause the crippling of the Colonial Pipeline. There are efforts to prepare for movement of fuel via barge and other vessels, and also to import more gasoline from Europe. However, no one knows how long it will take.
President Biden claims the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is on track. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the economy is moving in the right direction after losing more than 22 million jobs during the pandemic. The economy adding 266,000 jobs in April, far below expectations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Jason Morton. He is the marketing director, among other things, at CZUSA. When I made the switch from Glock to something else, the only thing I could find at the time was a couple of SIGs. But then I found a place where they had CZs piled up on the table, and I went in there and traded and bought and walked out of there with five of them. Four of them. I had all three P10s and one P07. And I did that because that gun does, I can hit what I am looking at with that gun. But let's segue and let's go to something a little bit longer. Right now, it's becoming trendy to have a pistol caliber carbine, and CZ makes one called the Scorpion that's just about the best one I've ever played with. And it also is beginning to be accepted because now you're getting a lot of third-party support for it, aren't you?
We are. We're getting a lot. There are people out there making everything from triggers to forends to grips to, oh, gosh, anything you can imagine that you know, as a part of that gun, people are making aftermarket parts for charging handles. I mean, it's just everything, and it's a great platform, and it's the Scorpion is kind of the perfect storm. You had a great platform right at the same time that the arm braces were becoming a thing, and it just took off, and rightfully so. It's created a whole new category, really, when you take a look at the guns that have followed it. There are lots of those pistol caliber carbines now, non ARs that are out there trying to get a piece of that market that the Scorpion created.
Well, I know Franklin Armory likes the Scorpion a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah. They make an awesome trigger for it.
Yeah, and the Scorpion, the full size Scorpion carbine is. It's almost like shooting something that's just like an air rifle. It's absolutely no recoil whatsoever, but it's very, very accurate. Although you also have them in a bullpup configuration. Same gun, just a modification.
We offer a conversion kit. We don't sell the bullpup as a gun, but we do have the conversion kit. And of course, you can buy those direct from our web store. You don't have to go through an FFL on that one because it's just an accessory. But it's a lot of fun. It's a different configuration. I'd never really done a whole lot of bullpup shooting before. We developed that, but it's cool. It's different, and it's something to get into that short, compact platform. You still have the capabilities of a carbine.
But then, when you say carbine, then there's the Bren, which I currently have a Bren here. I have a Bren MS2.
Uh huh.
And I haven't shot it yet.
Yeah,
Bren 2 MS, okay.
All right.
And I haven't. Now I'm curious about that one because I went down to when I bought I bought an optic for a Staccato this past weekend, and I bought at the counter. They had all three configurations of the Bren 2 MS with the various lengths of barrel. And you CZ does not ship them with any sort of a brace, buttstock, any of that other stuff. Is that to make them to where you can just do it the way you want to, or is it just that controllable as it is, or was there just a call for a little, very small, compact package like that?
It's to let people do whatever they want with it. There's the brace options that we have, at least for now. You can go the NFA route if you want to put a stock on it. Change it into an SBR, or you can just, shoot it as a pistol. I have a hard time taking advantage of the long range potential, that the 5.56 or 223 has, without a stock or a brace on it. So, but possibly, if you're punching paper, from a bench using a bipod, the pistol by itself, you'd be able to control fairly easily. But make it in, I think we offer it in three barrel lengths right now, so.
7.11 and something else, maybe?
16. Yeah. I know we do a 16 on the carbine.
Now, the thing about this, though, the thing about this particular brand I'm talking about, we haven't even talked about the big brand. We'll talk about that next. But the little brand, it comes with QD points all over it,
mm-hmm.
or if you got to run your, if you want to thread your strap onto it, your sling, it has that as well.
Right.
It is such a well executed little weapon for what it is. The one I have is currently riding around in the Antifa welcome wagon bag. I went out and found me a QD sling on it and everything, and I was going to stick it out there. Not going to do anything to it other than. Although I haven't shot it yet, but I am going to be shooting it. But it has been making some trips, and Jason and I are talking about that one as we speak. But that's all beside the point. Before we get deep into the Bren, they call the Bren the CZ Scar. Have you heard of that?
I mean, I've heard the comparisons to the SCAR. I guess I haven't heard it put quite that way before, but you know, there are definitely similarities. There are, you know, when you take a look at the bolts, you know, they from a distance they look the same. There are also a lot of differences. You know, they were definitely developed kind of in parallel. I would say the SCAR definitely came out, you know, beat us to the punch as far as release. But when you take a look at the how long it takes to develop, you know, platforms like this, you know, they were definitely in development at the same time frame.
Yeah. Except the CZ is a CZ.
Sure. Sure. And the 805, you know, was the first one, and then we went to, you know, we made some improvements, and we had the Bren 2, you know, come out after that, and then the MS variant, you know, of it. And the M stands for modular, of course. In our Bren and Scorpion lines, when you see the S, that stands for semi-auto.
Right. Well, I do now. I know that now. So MS, I got it now. Now I know. You just help me out when I do the video, because I'm always getting corrected by people. Just save me on that one.
You and me both are always getting corrected.
Yeah. Now, one thing I never touched on with Zach that I do want to touch on with you is that as I'm getting older, some of the shotguns that you guys make are beginning to look very attractive to me. So when we get back, I want to talk about some of your shotguns, because we've never broached that subject before here.
Yeah, you don't have to be old to enjoy a shotgun, Bill.
Well, I know that, but, you know, it's the way it's evolving with me. You know, I'm coming from the Brens, and now I'm like, oh, those shotguns look so nice. You hang on for me. Hang on for me. Right. CZUSA.com. This is where you can find what they are, what they are, where they are. They also are Dan Wesson. So it just depending on which way you want to go. Nothing but quality is waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we
go. I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the Reformation line, Providence, you name it, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Jason Morton. He is at CZ USA. CZ makes quite the line of fine shotguns, do they not?
They do. They do. We do over-unders, side-by-sides, pumps, semi-autos. We have, gas guns as well as inertia guns in that category. So just about everything. We even make a cowboy gun, exposed hammers, side-by-side. So it's pretty complete.
Yeah. Now, with shotguns, do you actually, is that the only kind of shotguns you make? You don't make any sort of semi-autos or... Or riot shotguns.
Right now we're not making what I would consider a tactical shotgun. We may or may not have some things in the works, but we have some shotguns that are definitely targeted towards that home defense category. But I wouldn't consider any of what we have to be a tactical or riot shotgun right now.
For the now you go on a lot of hunts. There's been a lot of times I've tried to call Jason.
I do have to stay in the office the vast majority of the time, but I try to get out and go hunting as much as I can. It's something I'm passionate about, truly enjoy.
Now is this when you go hunting, are you testing? Do you guys take things out to test in the hunt?
Once in a while, but most of the time, by the time that we take it out, for in the field for a hunt, by the time a season lines up and the opportunity comes along, we've already done the testing, on the range, whether that's a, you know, an inside test facility or whether that's, you know, out on the prairie, you know, long range rifle type situation. But so really what we're doing when we get out on the hunt is I'm trying to, you know, bring the story, the CZ story, you know, to other people to you know, show the capabilities of the guns, let people know what we're doing, and also, you know, share the lifestyle, share the passion for the outdoors.
Do you let them hunt with the, do you bring a bunch of weapons for them to hunt with?
A lot of the time I do. You know, this past year, it's been a lot easier to bring a lot more guns because I haven't been getting on airplanes. I've been driving. So, you know, when I go on a hunt, and I think I've done about four of them, you know, in this past season. But I'm getting in the truck and I'm driving, you know, 15 hours. It seems like every time I go someplace, it's a 15 hour trip. But but it's easy because I'm in the truck and I can have a truck full of guns. You know, when you're flying on an airplane, they don't let you take a truck full of guns with you, you know.
Right. So one thing that I have noticed and one thing I pointed out whenever I compared CZ handguns is that you do make a whole suite of weapons. And yet, seemingly to me, it does not look very often like you put a weapon out there where it was put out there prematurely to where it starts having a problem here or there. With the P10C, for example, I know a lot of people said the mag release was too stiff. But that's because it was a true ambidextrous mag release. And instead of sitting back there and going, well, that's because it's a true ambidextrous mag release, you just replaced it.
Yeah. That's what people wanted. You know, when people know what they want, why would you try and talk them out of it? I mean, if, you know, people are saying they want to, you know, less stiff or, you know, a lower effort mag release. Hey, I understand that. Personally, I liked the fact that it was ambidextrous, even though I'm not. I'm very right-handed. You know, I can see the event where I may need to shoot left-handed. I liked having a true ambidextrous mag release. But I think that, you know, what we learned is for the vast majority of people, you know, they're going to shoot it one way or the other. 99.99% of the time. If you're right-handed, you're going to shoot it right-handed. If you're left-handed, you do the swap, you know, convert it, and shoot it left-handed. But people normally aren't going to go back and forth and don't have to worry about that mag release being truly ambidextrous.
Right.
And so that's what they wanted. That's what we gave them.
But it was completely uncontroversial.
No, it wasn't an issue for us.
I don't remember anybody getting out there saying, well, look at what they did here. The gun community can be quite vicious in the...
I think in our case, you know, it wasn't like it was broken. It was just that we heard, you know, people had a preference, and it wasn't like it was a minority. I think we saw that, you know, most of the people, you know, preferred that lower effort, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory manner. I'm just saying it required less strength,
right?
You know, to do it with the reversible one than it did with the truly ambidextrous one, and that's the preference, and that's okay.
And somehow you guys knew about that before. I imagine there were some people out there saying, hey, Jason, this is sort of stiff, and you guys are probably taking notes and everything, but it never got to the point to where there was like this huge clamoring going on. Just one day, you guys just, I guess you just started making them and installing the swappable mag release.
Yeah, I think it, you know, and I'm going by memory here, so I may be off, but I think it was about a year into production by the time we, you know, had gotten that feedback to the point where we decide, yeah, you know what, we're going to change it. But but it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like anything was broken. There definitely wasn't something where we had to go back and fix the other ones because they still work. In fact, the one that I carry still has the truly ambidextrous one on it.
But, you think, will we see the P10M here in the United States? Is that the one that we don't currently have?
Yeah, I think we'll see it. I may know a little bit more about that than I can let on, but I think we'll see it.
Well, I mean, is now what makes the P10? What is the difference between the P10 and M and the rest of the P10s?
Well, the M just gets smaller.
Yeah,
it takes it down into that what you know we call in quotes micro category. It's been fairly well defined here in the last few years, but it's that size that subcompact is going to be a little bit bigger, a little bit thicker. And that micro category, just steps it down, one step below that subcompact category.
So in the coming weeks and months and everything, I guess I'll just call you and you come on and we talk the lore of CZ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I I like it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and we haven't even touched on. On rifles yet, other than Bren 2. We got a vast array of bolt action guns too. So
they got a 22 bolt action gun that is the Uber 22 bolt action gun. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yes,
look
sir.
Forward to the next time.
You got it. Jason Morton, CZ USA, out of the box, the best guns I think out there today. Whether it's a long gun, shotgun, handgun. Check them out. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mark Allred from MechTech because I made a discovery about MechTech the other day. Now we're going to share it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.